Okay, guys. So unfortunately, we are coming to an end, and this is kind of loud. Bear with me. So we're coming to an end. We're gonna finish the book tonight and cover chapter 16. Which once I get back to my book, I will remember the title. And we're talking about the apostles, the exiles, and the end, meaning the end of the Bible, also the second coming of Christ. So, you know, we lead off, you know, talking to continue providing guidance and direction to the growing communities of Jesus followers. The apostles penned letters under the authority of the Holy Spirit, okay? One of the first authors of those letters was the Apostle Paul, which many of you know the story of Paul. Paul was the guy that was running around and killing all the Christians, and then had a up close and personal experience with Jesus and became Paul, went from Saul to Paul, and is one of the greatest writers of our Bible, you know. So he did a lot of kingdom work, even though he, like many other characters in the Bible, had a sordid past. You know, we can think about all the names in the Bible that God has used to further his kingdom work, when we could sit back and be judgmental and say, well, why'd you pick the prostitute? Like, why? You know, kind of thing when we're talking about, like, Rahab. So, but in these letters, Paul the Apostle was given to him and how Christians ought to live, in response to the gospel, okay? Paul not only instructs the church through his letters, but also sets an example for the believers through his own life, the way he was living his life. So we could look in Colossians 1:24, and it says this: "Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's affliction, for the sake of his body, which is the church." So ultimately, he wanted to provide a living demonstration of what sacrificial love of Christ to his people. Okay, then in the rest of the New Testament, we have the general epistles. Okay, Hebrews, for instance, emphasizes Jesus' role as the high priest of the new covenant, who once for all made atonement for the sins of the people and sits at the right hand of God. James, the letter, James has been called the Proverbs of the New Testament for its practical wisdom, you know, for everyday new covenant life. Okay, Peter's first letter, for instance, is aimed at encouraging the believers in the midst of suffering and telling them how to live as foreigners and exiles in the midst of the world, because we are in the world, but not of the world. Then in Peter's second letter, he exhorts the believers to grow in spiritual maturity and warns them against false teachers. And then the overarching theme of John's three letters to the churches is love. Finally, the epistle, we close with a short letter from Jude, who is Jesus' half-brother. Jude warns the people against false teachers who seek to seek their own gain and deny Jesus. The final book of the Bible is Revelation, a series of visions given to the Apostle John about the kingdom of God. The book of Revelation shows us the story. The story ends with a never-ending kingdom of unhindered joy. Of unhindered joy in the presence of God. Every promise that God has made made is fulfilled. The promise to Adam and Abraham and Jacob and David coming gloriously true. The seed of Eve, the offspring of Abraham, the king of David, the suffering servant. And the Lamb of God reigns forever and ever, which I think the book did a really great job kind of like laying this out with this chart It really gives a great synopsis of what the Bible is end to end and how it all points back to Jesus. So I've heard numerous comments from you guys about this book and how it's a great tool, and I totally agree. It's been a pleasure walking through it with you guys. I think it's a great basis to share with people, especially new believers. Like, this is the whole point of the Bible. This is where it came from, how it's together, and how it all points back to Jesus. Okay? So I want to thank you guys for letting me lead you guys in this. We're going to move into a time of discussion next, and this will be our final night for the semester, but please just, you know, keep a lookout on email, Friday emails from the church and things like that. We have lots of things coming up over the summer. We have some one-off events. We have some connect groups that we're working on that we were talking about in the conference and things like that. But I know this isn't the very end of the Bible. You know, it's pretty close, but this passage in Revelation just gets me every time. So I just wanted to read this aloud and kind of end tonight on this note before we go into a time of discussion. But I'm going to read from God's Word, Revelation 21, verses 1 through 7. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of water of life without payment." Thanks be to God. Thank you, guys. (Clears throat)